This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with my producer, Mark Price, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to another gentleman who's had a very busy day, Representative Mark Meadows, Democrat of East Lansing. Good evening, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm very well. Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
Very good. Busy day being sworn in as part of the 96th Congress.
That's correct.
And what was the mood at the Capitol today?
Very upbeat, actually. I think everybody's excited to get sworn in. As you probably know, a little over half of the representatives who were sworn in today are brand new to the job. And so I think there was a real energy in the room. Everybody wants to roll up their sleeves and get working and get people back to work in the state of Michigan and try to turn this economy around.
We talked with your colleague, Representative Joan Bauer, off the top of the show. Did you get a good seat assignment?
I did get a good seat assignment. I hope she thinks she did, because I thought she got a good one.
Very good, very good. Just a little levity in the day. I guess let's jump right in. What's your outlook with the party in the minority in both the House and the Senate? How do you see the year coming along and working together?
Well, although you wouldn't know it from what has been published over the last year or two, but we actually worked very well with both sides of the aisle. Had a number of legislative initiatives that they worked well on, and I was already called by one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle and asked to join with them in a bill package that we had worked on together over the last 2 years. So I think there will be some bipartisan movement. You know, that doesn't mean that we're going to agree on everything. And I think there are philosophical differences between many of the Republicans and many of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. But I think we have the same objective. The number one priority is creating an atmosphere in the state of Michigan that promotes business expansion and puts people back to work. And while we may disagree a little bit on how we get there, I think we will agree that we need to do a lot of things to get that undergoing.
How overwhelming is the budget deficit? And I hate to keep asking public figures the same question, but boy, that's what's out there.
Well, I wish I had the actual figures in front of me. With the budget or the revenue estimating conference is this Friday, but it's we've estimated that it's $1.5 to $1.6 billion as a deficit coming into this new budget year. That is a huge amount of money. That's roughly a quarter of the budget that we have to spend right now that we have to eliminate. And, there are setting the priorities, and we may have a few different priorities than the Republican side does, but we don't have a lot of options here. We have to cut, and there's not many ways that we can avoid cutting services to the people of the state of Michigan.
Well, and boy, that's what scares all of us. I mean, you're a lawmaker, but you're a citizen as well, and we're all going to feel this.
Yes, and one of the things on the chopping block, as the former mayor of East Lansing, that's pretty dear to me, is statutory revenue sharing. And that's essentially what pays for every one of the units of government in the state of Michigan, pays for our police and fire protection. We have to find a way to appropriately fund that, and that's going to be one of the challenges that we have this year.
Well, I'm a big fan of folks in uniform, whatever uniform that may be, in terms of police, fire, and so forth. And it just seems like they're taking it on the chin. I wonder from time to time, is some of this done just so that the citizens will get that things have to change and we need to vote differently on some referendums? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I think there are some people who feel that way. The real differences that have taken place, because there's been a steady reduction in revenue sharing before the last administration even. And in fact, Governor Engler at one point vetoed all of the statutory revenue sharing, which would have really impacted our police and fire protection in the state of Michigan. And it's the only time his veto was overturned by the legislature. So we know that it's critically important, and it's one of the priorities that the legislature has to have appropriately funding police and fire protection for our citizens. But I think there are some who think, well, just cut it and then people will, you know, be willing to vote for higher taxes or whatever. I don't think it's going to work that way, and I think most of us don't believe that.
We have to find out a way to
regularly fund this without exceeding the resources that we have.
Very good. I sure hope it's not just political gamesmanship. Another issue that there was an article in the paper today I wanted to talk with you about. The Secretary of State office is slated to open a consolidated office February 11th at the Frandorf Shopping Center, closing down the one in East Lansing and in Lansing. And you've been opposed to this. Why don't you tell us what's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, I think that, it's been billed as a cost-saving measure, and it does really impact as well the convenience of the services provided by the Secretary of State. Someone wrote in a blog today, you know, what's the big deal? You know, East Lansing students can walk a couple extra blocks to go to the Secretary of State out near Frandorf. Well, it really isn't that. It moves the office about a mile to the Frandorf area from its location right now, but importantly also, it also moves the downtown location of Lansing, which was centrally located and serviced a lot of neighborhoods up there, to an area that is much more remote for Lansing residents. It is on a bus line, and I think that's a good thing, but the reality is it actually costs more per transaction to operate this consolidated office than it does to operate two separate offices that are out there. So it's not really a money-saving move. And some of the justification that they've put out for it, saying that they were going to save $50,000 a year by operating it this way, is just completely false, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, Terry Lynn Land, the former Secretary of State, had proposed the consolidation as a cost-saving measure, and new Secretary of State Ruth Johnson says that it's a good idea.
Well, you know, I think that, where we have significant cost savings, it is a good idea. You have to weigh the cost of a service versus the convenience of the service. But there, in this case, it just doesn't fit. And in many of the cases that were proposed by Terry Lynn Land, she actually pulled them off the table because there was so much public outcry and there wasn't really a justification for it. There was a move of the office out to Cedar Street, I think, from downtown Mason also, and that moved the office out into a greenfield, obviously less available for many of the people who live in the city. So it is a convenience issue. I think it's an issue that we have to examine every time. But under our theory, it isn't really saving money either. And so I think that there were appropriate offices in both locations, and they both should be kept open.
Yeah, like you said, in convenience, even perhaps if it's not as available to people to use when they need to use it, you know, it may be doing some harm to folks, making it that much more difficult for these services to be available, which they need to be.
They definitely need to be, and that's why we've authorized them to have branch offices throughout the state of Michigan. If you look at the history of how this has developed, originally county clerks provided this service, but it was a recognition that you need these branch offices out in the communities in which they serve. Plus, we pass a lot of bills that require people to actually use these offices or the services of the Secretary of State in order to actually conduct their business. So we need to make them at least relatively convenient.
Are you out of options here, or is there anything else you can try to stop the consolidation if that's your intent?
You know, I'm not so sure there are a lot of options left. I thought it was a little bit sneaky to deliver the word to me on December 29th, after the office was closed. But, we brought it to the public's attention. I hope that the new Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, takes note of it and improves the policies and the way things are done in the Secretary of State's office.
Very good. One last question for you. It looks like, Governor Rick Snyder and his staff have hit the ground running. What is your assessment of his performance and his staff so far, realizing you're just getting back into it?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. I do like many of the appointments that he's made and the department heads that he's put in place. I think he's been fair. He's kind of balanced it. There's a few Democrats sprinkled in there. But, we really have to wait and see. I think that there's going to be a honeymoon period that he has. and I don't know how long that will last, but it's important to remember that in Illinois, they had a Democratic governor, a Democratic-controlled House, a Democratic Senate, and they couldn't agree on anything. And we could get to that point here, too. I think it is a diverse group of people, not just within the Democratic Party, but within the Republican Party, and it depends on the policies that he proposes. I think there will be resistance, for instance, to his proposed revision of the business tax, which actually would add to that $1.6 billion about another $1.5 billion in deficit. So, you know, we roughly have to take away half the budget that we were working with. So I think it's going to be there are going to be sales issues that he's going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I from what I've talked to you and from Representative Joan Bauer and some others over the last couple of weeks, people are certainly wanting to get along and get the business of the people taken care of. So,
yes, and I you know, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, you know, I think we have the same objective. Mm-hmm. You know, the number one objective is to get those 700,000 people who are still without a job in the state of Michigan back to work, because ultimately all of our economic woes will be fixed by getting people back to work, paying their taxes, buying in our small businesses, and generally living a better life in the state of Michigan.
Very good. Well, sir, you've had a busy day, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes with me, and I will look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
You as well. Been speaking with Representative Mark Meadows, Democrat out of East Lansing. A lot of insight. Lovely to talk with him. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.